Thunder Bay, Nokiyuan Tribal Council officials say its project to address gender-based violence is community-focused and follows Anishinaabe teachings and values. The Ontario government announced last week that it is investing $2.9 million over 3 years in three projects relating to gender-based violence, Nokiyuan's being one of them. Nokiyuan is to receive $569,600 in funding from the province. Mattawa First Nations Management, serving nine First Nations, will receive $1.83 million while Thunder Bay Counseling is getting $508,200, the province said in a news release. Nokiyuan, which serves five First Nation communities north of Lake Superior in education, risk management and other areas of governance, has a strategic plan built around principles like love, trust, respect and bravery, Executive Director Audrey Guilbeault said in a recent interview. The organization's gender-based violence project fits within the scope of that plan, she added. We're trying to be as client and community-focused as possible with the project, Guilbeault said at her office in Thunder Bay. This project is focused on utilizing our culture, our teachings and our values. Jennifer McKenzie, Nokiyuan's Access to Justice Manager, said the project's intellectual foundation is the seven grandfather teachings as well as all the traditional knowledge that we have in our communities brought together, so that we could provide a healthier community, while restoring cultural identity. The Anishinaabe Seven Grandfather Teachings relate to love, respect, bravery, honesty, truth, humility and wisdom. Nokiyuan's gender-based violence project is ready to roll out this year, McKenzie and Guilbeault said. It's about to be launched. We already have our people in place, McKenzie said. We'll be sharing this information with communities through frontline workers and community members. A key question, she said, is, how do we deal with other people's traumas? A source at Mattawa First Nations, who asked not to be named, said its project will roll out in 2026. Our government is continuing to take action to end gender-based violence in all its forms, Michael Parsa, Social Services Minister, is quoted as saying in an Ontario government release. I'm proud that Ontario is funding new and innovative projects across the province that will prevent gender-based violence before it occurs. These projects tackle the root causes and are critical to breaking the cycle of abuse. Together with community partners, we are supporting local solutions and building safer and healthier communities for generations to come. The funding will help local organizations deliver targeted supports that make a real difference in the lives of women, families and Indigenous communities across our region, said Kevin Holland, MPP for Thunder Bay Atikokan. Nokiyuan Tribal Council serves the communities of Anambigu Zagiigan Anishinaabek, Lake Nipigon, Bayanjitiwabik Zajing Anishinaabek, Rocky Bay, Bingui Nayashi Anishinaabek, Sandpoint, Netmizagamig Nishnaabeg, Pikmobert, and Fort William First Nation. The nine communities under the Mattawa First Nations Management umbrella are Aroland, Constance Lake, Ibamatung, Jinugaming, Long Lake No. 58, Martin Falls, Neskantaga, Nibinamik and Webakie.